The most recent question answered in KUOW's Local Wonder reporting series was, why is there so much prostitution on North Aurora Avenue in Seattle? Part of the answer is, it's up to the buyers, men with money who cruise Aurora Avenue for prostitutes. Peter Qualiatine is the co-founder of the Organization for Prostitution Survivors, and he works directly with those buyers, or Johns, to try to decrease demand for prostitution in Seattle. Most people come to his program through a court mandate. Peter, thanks for joining us. So what is it that you try to do to change John's minds about prostitution?
Well, first of all, I try to get them to recognize that it's not a victimless crime. I myself used to think that 25 years ago when I started doing this work, I was doing work against domestic violence and sexual assault. And I thought somehow at that time that prostitution was somehow different, that it was a free choice, or that it was if it was adult and consensual, then it was okay. But through my work on domestic violence, I started meeting women who had been in the life of prostitution and had gotten out. And what I learned from them was that they entered into prostitution usually as teenagers, and that they had experienced physical abuse, emotional abuse, neglect in the home, had run away to escape that abuse, and then were preyed upon by pimps who used the same forms of abuse to gain power and maintain control over them in systems that were really similar to domestic violence. When they were in the life, they were vulnerable to sexual assault. They were vulnerable to physical assault, kidnapping, torture, murder rates that were off the charts, suicide rates that were higher than any other group I looked at. And I really started to see that this wasn't what it appeared to be, that in fact, it was not a victimless crime. And making that harm real, making that harm real to the men is the first step in terms of getting them to understand prostitution.
So that's getting the men to understand what happens to the women that they're buying sex from. But what do you say to Johns about their own perceptions of buying sex?
Well, we have to dig deep into their construction of their own ideas about sex and sexuality. So we spend a lot of time with them talking about what they learn when they're young, about what it means to be a man in society and what it means to be a man in relationship with other people. We look at the early influences that they have in terms of what they learn about sex and sexuality. Sex with women and girls for many young men serves as almost currency with their all-male peer groups. So they're out there trying to have sex with women in order to enhance their status within the all-male peer group rather than establishing a relational connection with this other person. And so it's really important to recognize that this is coming from a position not of really a healthy form of sexuality, but instead is more about a subject-object relationship between two people rather than an intersubjective relationship where people are mutually engaging in this behavior.
But a lot of the men who come to your program are there because of a court mandate. They're not choosing to be there. How do you know that this is actually an effective approach, that you can change their minds in this way?
Well, round about week 5 of the 10-week program, I know that a lot of the men actually say, I'm glad that this happened to me. I'm glad that I got arrested. I'm glad I came to this program. We also have a significant of the number of the men who, after they've completed the program, have wanted to stay involved with the organization. The program's only been up and running for 1 year, so we have a limited data set, but the initial data that we've gotten back from this first year has been pretty encouraging in terms of the change in attitudes that we're seeing.
I'm talking with Peter Qualiatine. He's the co-founder of the Organization for Prostitution Survivors. He works with Johns, people who buy sex, to try and get them to change their minds about how they think about prostitution. And earlier this year, we talked with a woman who works with the Seattle chapter of the Sex Workers Outreach Project. Currently, she's a sex worker, so she asked us not to use her name. But here's what she had to say about the idea of law enforcement targeting Johns to end prostitution.
Taking action against the buyers actually does have negative consequence for the sex workers themselves on in all levels and in all spectrums of the sex industry.
Critics have said that targeting Johns does have unintended consequences. It can make it much harder for sex workers to screen their clients. That could mean a higher likelihood of STDs, a higher likelihood of violence for the sex workers themselves. So this could actually end up hurting women. What's your response to that?
Well, this is a concern, and it's something that we're really serious in looking at, but the data just does not bear that out. The largest study that we've seen done to date on this was done in Norway. Norway has a model of addressing prostitution where they've criminalized the demand, criminalized the buyers of commercial sex while decriminalizing for people in prostitution. The concern was that this was going to increase the amount of violence that those women experienced, but what 6 years of data showed was that, in fact, it did not. It decreased the amount of violence that was happening.
So bottom line, Peter, what's the one thing you'd like our listeners to know about this program that works with Johns?
Well, I think the important thing to know about this program working with Johns is that this is only part of a much broader solution, that we need to be working with boys starting when they're very young, teaching them about empathy and respect and gender equality. In middle school and high school, we need to make sure that issues of commercial sexual exploitation are dealt with, as well as dating violence, sexual harassment, and sexual assault. And then, in fact, this is going to be a coordinated effort in order to shift the social norms that support not just the practice of prostitution, but domestic violence, sexual assault, and sexual harassment.
How do you build something like that? You're talking about a very big system.
Well, we're talking about a very big system and a lot of hard work, but we're not the first ones to be doing this. This is a process that's been going on for a long time, and we just move the needle ever forward towards gender justice.
Peter, thank you very much. Peter Qualiatine runs a Johns Accountability Group in Seattle through the Organization of Prostitution Survivors.